This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 8th. Well, cattle markets yesterday generally quiet, but we did see the front month live cattle continue to push higher. Looks like the cash trade finding some late week strength last week, and that is pulling the cash, pulling the futures market higher along with it. Cash trade early in the week was around 106, which would have been unchanged from the previous week. But it looks like much of the trade on Friday late was 107 to 108. So that was up 2 to 3 on the week and down, still down 4 from a year ago. The dress trade around 170 was up 5 on the week, but still down 5 from a year ago. Average dressed weights around 821 pounds, which is up 3 from the previous week, but still down 10 from last year. We have Southern Plains steer prices averaging around 152. That's up 1 in the week, still down 13 from a year ago. Prime rib around 372 is up 4 on the week, down 1 from last year. 90% trimmings at 220, that's down 2 on the week and up 26 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughters running 1.1% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughters running 2.7% ahead of a year ago. Dressed weights are down 0.9% from last year, so beef production is up just 0.1% from a year ago. So all this other stuff going on, beef production pretty much unchanged from a year ago. You have lower weights, you have higher numbers, higher cow slaughter, and yet beef production is down, and again, because of the weights. That's probably going to change from a weight perspective as we work through as we get into late winter, especially into the spring and the early summer. We expect that we're going to see pretty heavy placements in October of heavyweight calves because they've been held back on pasture during July, August, and September. And so we're going to see a kind of a bunching up, but they'll likely have a larger frame, and so they're going to just take more feed to grade when they finish. So we expect that that's coming down the road, but for now, weights continue to be below last year, even though they're increasing seasonally. The box beef values yesterday were weaker. Choice was down 87 cents at 211. Select down 101 at 186. The spread between the two is at 25.18. Movement was 119 loads. So actually the numbers traded last week seemed to be fairly light. There was only about 80,000 head trade. Normally you're about double that. So we'll see if we got some carryover or some cleanup trade from yesterday. But it's tighter numbers, apparently, and pushing prices higher. Packers have plenty of profitability to work with, so it looks like feedlots finally managing to squeeze some of that out of them. Although that's been decreasing over the last couple weeks, with the box beef values continuing to ratchet their way lower, and the cash trade steady to higher, just consistently over the last few weeks. So of course profitability is going to take a hit with that kind of price action. From a futures perspective, we've gotten above all the gaps. We've recovered all of the losses from the packing plant fire, and we're well above those gaps in the front month of October now, which on the live cattle, which was the last to complete that chart formation. In the feeders, we seem to be still struggling to get beyond that double top from July, and it looks like the market, you know, had a pretty sharp correction for a few days and then just stabilized sideways for the last three sessions. I would expect that you're probably going to get a deeper correction. You'll get a little bit more selling, I think, over the next few weeks, and then start that next leg up into the holidays. I do think that, you know, we're going to have tighter numbers because of the lower placements into the holiday season. I think that's going to continue to work its way higher from a cash perspective, and that'll pull futures higher as well. Now, of course, it presumes you don't have something come out of left field. The economy certainly is showing some cracks, but I don't think you're going to have that much difficulty, at least in the near term, where it would really sway the cattle all that much. It would have to be a longer protracted problem in the economy before I think the beef market starts to really take note. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.